The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kesser Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Yossi Rosenfeld.
Bruchim Abayim, today we're going to be learning Siman Vav. The Kitzer calls Din Ta'us Bebrachos, the halachas of a mistake someone makes in a bracha. Let's see halacha Aleph. Ta'a, someone that made a mistake. Ubirech Alechem Gamor Bori Minei Mizonos. He made a bracha on bread, Bori Minei Mizonos. Oal Pas Kisnin Hamotzi. Or if he made the bracha Hamotzi on Pas Kisnin. Pas Kisnin, we had in Simen Memches, is the type of a bread which is not normally eaten for a meal. Let's say cake, crackers, cookies, pie, the types of, so to speak, bread which are normally eaten for a snack and not for a meal. Yotza, he is Yotzi, he would exempt his obligation. So if he made a mizonos on proper bread, or a hamotzi on this type of pas haba b'kisnin, a so to speak, bread which is normally used as a snack, as a snack food, he is Yotze. He exempts the obligation. The rule is like this. If a person makes a mistake in the bracha, he makes the wrong bracha for this food. If the bracha fits the food that he's making this bracha on, he makes the bracha hamotzi on cake or crackers. Technically, the bracha hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, Hashem gave us bread from the ground. Technically, you could call cake or cookies or crackers, you could call them bread. Bread is a dough that was baked, and technically they were made into a dough, they were baked. They're technically called bread. Also, if you made the bracha mizonos on proper bread, because the bracha bori minei mizonos, Hashem created types of sustenance that applies to bread. Bread is definitely a type of sustenance. Therefore, the bracha would exempt the bread. And we'll see different examples where he made a mistake, but the bracha fits the food he made it on, and therefore he would be Yotze, he would exempt the obligation to make the bracha. The Kitzer says, Aval imbirich al tavshel, however, if he made a bracha on a cooked food, afilo mimine dogon, even if it's from cooked grain, hamotzi, if he made the bracha hamotzi, lo yotza, he does not exempt his obligation. Let's say, for example, a person made cooked wheat or oatmeal. He made the bracha hamotzi on that cooked grain. He's not yotzi, he does not exempt his obligation, because oatmeal or cooked wheat is not lechem, it's not bread. It's mizonos, it's a type of sustenance, but it's not bread. Therefore, the bracha hamotzi would not fit that food. He would have to make a new bracha, he would have to make mizonos on that cooked grain. The Kitzer continues, Ta'a, someone that made a mistake, Ubirich al anovim bari piyagofen, someone made the bracha bari piyagofen on grapes, Yotza, he is exempted. He exempts his obligation to make the bracha on grapes. The bracha bari piyagofen was instituted by Chazal on wine. But technically, grapes are also priagofen, they're also fruit of the vine. Wine is a fruit of the vine, but technically you could say a grape is a fruit of the vine. So if he borrowed the bracha on wine and made it on grapes, he would be yotze. The Kitzer continues, V'chein imta'a bebracha acharona. Also, if he made a mistake in the bracha after the food, ubirech al hagefen, he made the bracha al hagefen on grapes, Yotza, he exempts his obligation. Shaharei gam ha'anovim priya gefen heim, because grapes are also considered a fruit of the vine. So whether he made a mistake in the bracha before the grapes to make a hagefen, whether he made a mistake after the grapes to make the bracha al hagefen v'al priya gefen, either way he is Yotza, he would exempt his obligation, because technically that bracha fits the food that he made the bracha on. in the first halacha that the kitzur talked about, he said if you made a mizonos on bread, he is yotzei, he would exempt his obligation to make the bracha on bread. There's a discussion in halacha, what if a person made mizonos on other types of fruit? He made it on fruits or vegetables, let's say on a fruit juice. Would he be yotzei? Would he be exempted with the bracha of mizonos on other types of food? There are opinions in halacha. The opinion of the Chai Adam and Rav Moshe Feinstein is that a mizonos would exempt most foods. They bring a Gemara that says that any food is called mazon, any food is called sustenance besides for water or salt. So with the exception of water or salt, a mizonos b'diavad, after the fact, would exempt most foods. So therefore, if a person made a mistake, as long as the food isn't water or salt, any other type of food, mizonos would exempt if a person made that mistake. Let's see halacha beis. Ta'a, someone made a mistake. Ubirich apri ha'etz bari pri adama. Someone made a bari pri adama on a fruit. He had an apple or an orange, some other type of a fruit. And he made the bracha bari pri adama. Oshah yushtayan lefanav. Or if both types of food were in front of him, he had a hadama and a ha'etz. Let's say he had a tomato and an apple, for example. He has both foods in front of him. He made a mistake, and he took the tomato, he made the bracha hadama on the tomato. He intended with the hadama on the tomato, for example, to exempt the apple, for example. Yotza, he would be yotza, he would exempt the obligation to make a bracha on the apple. Sharei gam ha'etz yonik min ha'adama, because a tree also gets nourishment from the ground. Anytime the bracha ha'adama is made on a fruit, the bracha ha'adama would fit that fruit, because the fruit comes from a tree. The tree gets nourishment from the ground. So the bracha on fruits of the ground technically applies to any fruit. The kitzur continues. Aval imbirich al pri ha'adama bori pi ha'etz. However, if he made the bracha ha'etz on a vegetable, lo yotza, he does not exempt his obligation. If he took, let's say, a carrot, celery, lettuce, something that grows from the ground, he made the bracha bori pi ha'etz, Hashem made the fruits of the tree, he's not yotza, he would not exempt his obligation because vegetables are not fruits of a tree. There's no tree, so you cannot make the bracha bari priya eitz. The kitzur continues, v'lachen, and therefore, im hu musupak be'ezeh pri, if he has a doubt about a certain fruit, im hu pri ha'etz o pri ha'adama, is this a fruit from a tree or from the ground? He's not sure, does this food item grow on a tree or from the ground? It's impossible for him to clarify. He cannot find out how does this food grow. If he could clarify, he should clarify before making the bracha. But if he can't clarify how this food grows, does it grow from a tree or not? He should make the bracha bori pri adama, because even on the possibility that it grows from a tree, he would still exempt the obligation of the bracha by making ha'adama. Therefore, if he's not sure if it grows from a tree or the ground, he should make the bracha ha'adama. The first halacha the kitzur said is that ha'adama would exempt a fruit, not only if he made the ha'adama on the fruit itself. Let's say if a person made ha'adama on an apple, he definitely is yotze, he would definitely exempt the obligation of the bracha on the apple. If he made ha'adama, the example we're giving is on a tomato, and also intended to that should cover the apple, the kitzur says also he is yotzei, he would exempt his obligation. The Mishnah Berurah brings down opinions that disagree. There are opinions that say that there's a distinction over here. If he made the ha'adama on the apple, so the ha'adama, so to speak, takes effect on the apple, and he's yotzei, he exempts the obligation of the brach on the apple. However, if he made the hadam on a tomato, for example, and wanted that to also cover the apple, It does not cover the apple. Since the bracha, so to speak, takes hold on the proper food, the hadama was made on the tomato, it doesn't cover the apple because it wasn't made specifically on the apple, and we have to make ha'etz on the apple according to that opinion. The Kitzur does not rule like that. The Kitzur says that a hadama made on a, for example, a tomato intending to exempt the apple, a hadama with intention to exempt the eitz, the priya eitz, he would be yotze. And there are opinions that say he is yotze, even with the bracha hadama being made on the fruit of hadama with intention to exempt the priya eitz. For example, on the tomato with intention to exempt the apple. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah suggests if a person had such a situation, he should not eat the apple in this sitting. He should wait till he's finished eating this time. And that way, later when he decides to eat, he'll be able to make the proper bracha ha'etz on the apple. Let's see halacha gimel. Ta'a, someone made a mistake. Ubirech al hayayin bor pri ha'etz. He made the bracha bor pri ha'etz on wine. So, could you call wine a pri ha'etz, a fruit of the tree? The halacha is, im nizkar miyad, if he remembered right away, if he realized his mistake right away, yomar toch kidei dibor bar pri ha'gofen, he should say, toch kidei dibor, we'll define that term in a second, the words bar pri ha'gofen, v'im lo nizkar miyad, if he didn't realize right away, yotza b'diavad, after the fact, he would exempt the obligation to make the bracha on the wine. The question over here is, can a person make a bracha ha'etz, a bracha of the fruit of the tree, on wine? Do you say that the bracha on fruit from a tree would cover wine? Or do you say that because wine is its own category, wine should get a hagafen, and therefore the general bracha of ha'etz would not cover wine, which is specifically belongs to the bracha of hagafen? So the halacha is, after the fact, if you made the bracha, he is yotze. We would say the halacha is the ha'etz would cover the wine. However, ideally, he should correct himself within toch kedei dibur. Toch kedei dibur is a halachic window, the amount of time a person has to correct a mistake. Toch kedei dibur means the amount of time a person would greet his teacher. The amount of time to say the greeting to a teacher, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, welcome my teacher. That amount of time to give that greeting to a teacher, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, which is, let's say, between 1 or 2 seconds, that's the halachic opportunity for one to correct himself. So if he realized the mistake that he made a ha'etz on wine, if he realized the mistake right away, and toch kedei dibur within this window of 1 or 2 seconds, he corrected himself and said bar pi ha'gofen, he's yotze. That would be the best thing to do, to correct himself. If he didn't correct himself, then we'll rely on the opinions that even the bracha of ha'etz will exempt wine, and therefore he would not make another bracha on the wine, even if he corrected himself and just stayed with the bracha of bar pi ha'etz on the wine. Let's see halacha dalid. Al kol davar, on any food item, afilo al hapas v'al hayayin, even if it's bread or wine, if he made a mistake to make the bracha shehakol, yotza, he would exempt his obligation. The Kitzur is saying the following. The bracha shehakol, that everything came because of the word of Hashem, which would cover any food, that bracha exempts any food, even the most chashiv, even the most important of foods, bread or wine, which are very significant and important foods, even they are covered by the bracha of shehakol, so shehakol would exempt any given food. Let's see halacha hey. Af al pi shelechatchila tzarech ledaktik, even though ideally one should be careful, ulechaved al mashu mevarech, he should have intention what he's making the bracha on, that when he's making the bracha, even when he says the words baruch ata Hashem elokinu melech ha'olam, he should know what he's going to end the bracha on. He should have intention from the beginning of the bracha what the end of the bracha is going to be. Mikol makom, but still, after the fact, if the person made a mistake in his intention, the Kitzur gives an illustration. Kegon shalakach biyado kos, someone took a cup of a beverage. Kasavar shu yayin, he thinks that this beverage is wine. Ubirach al da'as shu yayin, he made the bracha intending that it was wine. He made the bracha baruch ata Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, intending to finish the bracha bori pri hagafen. V'kodim sh'amar bori pri hagafen, and before he said the words bori pri hagafen, nizkar shuhu mayim o shechar, he realized that it's water or beer. He realized the bracha is not bori pri hagafen, but she'akol niyah b'dvaro. V'siyem she'akol niyah b'dvaro, and he finishes the bracha she'akol niyah b'dvaro. Ein sarach lachzor olivarech, he does not need to make a new bracha. D'mishum ta'os b'kavana, ein sarach lachzor olivarech, because of mistaken his intention, he does not need to make a new bracha. The Kitzur is saying the following. A person takes a cup. He thinks that it's wine. Really, it's, let's say, beer. Really, the bracha is shehakol. He intended to finish the bracha, baruch atah Hashem akinu malach olam bori pri hagafen. The bracha hagafen does not exempt beer. So had he finished the bracha with what he intended to say when he started the bracha, had he finished the bracha by saying bori pri hagafen, he would not be yotzei. The Gemara talks about this case, and the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Beis, it mentions the possibility that maybe because he started the bracha intending to end the bracha with the wrong ending, he started the bracha by saying baruch atah Hashem akinu melech haolam, intending to finish the bracha bori pri hagafen, maybe he cannot exempt this beer, which really the bracha is shehakol. Nevertheless, the halacha is he would exempt the beer. As long as the actual words were proper, he realized his mistake before the words bori pri hagafen, and he corrected himself and said shehakol niyah b'dvaro, he would not need to make a new bracha. The Kitzur continues, v'kol shekin imta'a behepech, certainly if he made the mistake in the opposite case. As the Kitzur illustrates, shayasavar shu shechar umayim, let's say he thought this beverage was really beer or wine. Ubirach al da'as lomar shehakol, he made a bracha, baruch atah Hashem elokeinu melech haolam, thinking he's going to end the bracha shehakol niyah b'dvaro. He thinks really he's drinking beer or water. The kodem she'amar shehakol nizkar shu yayin. Before he said shehakol, he realized that it's wine. The case is he has wine. He thinks that it's water or beer. So he starts the bracha, baruch atah Hashem akinu melech haolam, thinking he's going to finish the bracha she'akol niyah b'dvaro. Now he realizes it's wine. The kodem she'amar she'akol nizkar shu yayin. Before he said she'akol, he realizes it's wine. V'siyem bori pri hagafen, and he finishes the bracha properly. Bori pri hagafen she'yotza, he is yotzi, which exempts his obligation. Sharei afilu im hayam misayim kifi hakavana, because even if he would finish the bracha like his intention, hayyotzi, he would have exempted his obligation. That if he has wine, he thought it was water or beer. Since even what he thought it was, and had he finished the bracha saying shakol niyah b'dvaro, he would exempt the wine, like we said in the halacha dalid, shakol would even exempt wine. So certainly in this case, he would exempt his obligation. The bigger chiddush, the bigger novelty in halacha is the first case, that even where he had something which would require the bracha shehakol, and he thought it was wine, and he started saying baruch atah Hashem kinam alachalam, thinking he was going to finish hagafen, even there he would exempt the shehakol. Even there he would exempt the water or the beer that he originally thought was wine, because since he said the words properly, since he realized his mistake before he said the words bori pri hagafen, he said the words properly shakol niyah b'dvaro, even there he would exempt his obligation. And as long as he realized before he said the words bori pri hagafen that the proper bracha was to say she'akol niya b'dvaro, he would exempt that water or beer because all the words were said correctly. So the rule is, as long as the person said the proper words, he is yotze. And again, even if he said the wrong words, if he said the bracha she'akol on wine, also he would be yotze. Let's see halacha vav. Afilu imsiem kala bracha b'taos. Even if a person made the entire bracha mistakenly, he made the wrong bracha on this food, but he realized his mistake within the amount of time of Toch Kedei Dibur. Again, as we said in Halacha Gimel, Toch Kedei Dibur is the amount of time it would take to greet one's teacher, the amount of time to say Shalom Alecha Rebbe, welcome my teacher, between 1 or 2 seconds, and he corrected himself within that amount of time after finishing the bracha. Again, Elishanuzkar Toch Kedei Dibur V'tikein Amiraso. He realized his mistake within that amount of time of Toch Kedei Dibur, and he corrected what he said. The Kitza gives an illustration. He's going back to the example where he had a cup of water or beer, thinking it was wine. Kegon Shalakach Kozmayim Oshechar. He had a cup that really was water or beer. Kasavar Shu Yain. He thought that this was wine. Ubirech Bor Piagafin. He made the bracha Bor Piagafin, thinking that this water or beer was really wine. Venizkar Miyad Shuhumayim Oshechar. But after he finished the bracha Bor Piagafin immediately, he realizes it was really water or beer. V'siyem she'akol niya b'dvaro. And he finishes the bracha with the proper ending, she'akol niya b'dvaro. V'kach ha'isa amiraso. And this was how the bracha sounded. Bor piyagofen she'akol niya b'dvaro. He said, Baruch atah Hashem lekinu melech ha'olam. Bor piyagofen. He realizes he made the wrong bracha. Immediately he corrects it, she'akol niya b'dvaro. Yotza d'alocha is, he is yotze. A person has this window of time, Toch Kedei Dibur, that 1 or 2 seconds after he finishes the bracha, he has approximately 1 and 2 seconds to correct the bracha, similar to what we said in Halacha Gimel. If he corrected himself in the bracha ha'etz on wine, he could correct himself and say, Bori Piyagofen. So in this case, we're he thought that his water or beer was wine. He made the bracha Bori Piagof and correct himself to say she'akol niya b'dvaro, he is yotze. He would exempt his obligation. And the rule is, in halacha, if a person made a mistake at the end of a bracha, he has that amount of time, between 1 and 2 seconds, to correct himself and say the right ending of the bracha. Let's see halacha zayin. V'im lo nizkar toch kedei dibur. If he doesn't realize his mistake within that window of time of Toch Kedei Dibur between 1 and 2 seconds, and let's say even though he hasn't said anything afterwards, but he just has elapsed a few seconds of time after he said the wrong bracha. Let's say in that example, let's say he made the Hagafen on the water, and now it's a few seconds have passed, and he realizes now it's water. He has to make a new bracha of she'akol. He made the bracha hagafen thinking it was wine. Really, it was water. A few seconds have elapsed. Now he has to make a new bracha she'akol on this water. If he wants to drink this cup of water, the first bracha was made in error, and he would make a new bracha she'akol. The Kitzer continues, Let's say he was intending to drink also wine. He took this cup, thinking it was wine. It ends up that this cup was water, but he has other wine, and he was intending to drink from the other wine. If he was intending, again, if he was intending to drink other wine besides what he thought was the wine in this cup, Yikach Yain, he should take from that other wine. V'yishtaman, he should drink from that wine. Ve'ein tzarech bracha shniyah. He does not need a second bracha. Kol shelo hifzik b'dibar. As long as he's not made an interruption by saying something, he can use that bracha of hagafen for the other wine he was planning on drinking. This cup ended up being a cup of water, but he has another cup full of wine, so he should, so to speak, use the bracha of hagafen for that other cup of wine that he was planning on drinking. The kitzur continues, v'afilu tam tchila min hakos. Even if he tasted from this cup, he made the bracha hagafen. He tasted the first cup thinking it was wine, it was really water. And there's another cup which really is wine that he could drink. So even if he tasted from this cup, and through his tasting it, he realizes now that it was water or beer. He realizes through tasting the first cup that it was not wine. Mikol makom lo havi hefsek b'diavad. Still, that's not considered to be an interruption. As long as the person did not say anything after the hagafen, even though he tasted the first cup, and he found that through tasting it was water or beer and not wine, as long as he hasn't said any words after he finished the bracha of hagafen, he can use that bracha for that other cup, which really was wine. So he has a way, so to speak, to save the bracha. If he has another cup that he could use the bracha of hagafen for, he could make the hagafen go on that other wine, and the tasting in between is not considered a hefsek, it's not considered to be an interruption.